about the agenda of European Union leaders at their summit in Brussels. President Biden promising to block the acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japan company, saying it should remain a totally American company. Stocks finishing lower. The Dow was down 45 points. The NASDAQ lost 181, and the S&P 500 dropping 29 points. This is SRN News.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up is not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Free. Ladies and gentlemen, the candidates.
Does adulthood dismay you? Hug me and I'll pay you. You won't have to grow up, it's true.
Dean is like putting salt on something that really needs it. It is 4 minutes after 4 o'clock. Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Last hour was pretty intense. Oh, I have a knife in the studio. Not for protection. It's a butter knife. It might work on Rosie, but if somebody really wanted to do me harm, I brought it for my peanut butter. Because in the kitchen, I've had two steak knives. Somebody stole my butter knife. That's how bad crime is in this town. Took my butter knife. I share. You can borrow it, but don't steal it. So I brought this in so I would have less trouble with my peanut butter snack. This sounds like a kindergarten now, doesn't it? Anyway, last hour we played a couple of moments from the council meeting. But the mother of the Atlanta highway shooting victim was magnificent. And during that time, and I'm just quoting from some of the people who are pissed off today, trying to cut this mother off as she was giving an account of what happened to her daughter was shot was unacceptable. You're absolutely right. It was unacceptable. What kind of decorum is that? Everybody gets 3 minutes, no matter what. Honest to God, I bet you couldn't wait to get out and have your $200 dinner last night. I'm going to get his number. You can call him and tell him your feelings on the way he comported himself with the mother of that victim. Hey, we got it already. Thank you, Rosie. Mm-hmm. City Councilman Calhoun, 334-399-3360. If you were listening and you heard it, you know what I'm talking about. Let him know. He was rude. At best. Here is Ken.
Hey, Greg, two things.
Yes.
First, it angers me that the government thinks you're only allowed 3 minutes to redress your government.
Doesn't it say that in the Constitution that, you know, free speech for 3 minutes and that's it? Then the clock is out.
I'm sorry. Days. I think they should sit there and listen to every single constituent.
They wanted the job. The constituents are pissed off. They're getting really, really, really pissed off.
Exactly. And that should be for any meeting. But the other reason I'm calling, I haven't really shared this with you, other than my coworker, you know, because they were present. We ran a call for a company, and I showed up December 30th at 7 a.m. to find a dead body off of Ann Street. I'm not going to say which street. I'm not going to say which company. I'm not gonna, any of that.
Mm-hmm. That's this morning?
I called 911.
December 30th.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
It was bitter cold that weekend.
Right.
But it was right before New Year's. I waited 10 minutes. First of all, 911 rang. And we're talking early. I don't know if it was Saturday morning or Sunday morning, whichever. But I'm at 7 a.m. No one answered the phone. And it finally picked up. 10 minutes goes by. One little patrol car shows up with no urgency. Once the police officer arrived, I'm not saying they weren't unprofessional, but there was no urgency. What if the person was still alive? No one showed up.
And so you called and you reported a dead body?
Yes.
And it took 10 minutes?
10 minutes for the first officer to arrive. Ambulance stations, are right there on Ann Street.
Yeah.
They arrived several minutes later after once the police officer radioed in. Then it was like half the Montgomery Police Department showed up. You know, I guess the Dunkin' Donuts finally let them loose.
The line out of my good work, Ken.
But it's like, where was the urgency? What if the person was still alive? And it just makes me think about that officer yelling at the woman, "Give me your name." Well, I guess you don't want to cooperate.
Really?
The ones that are there, none of them give a damn anymore because they've all been thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
And that goes back to Todd Strange when he threw him under the bus.
Yeah, this
and
is...
it's been going downhill ever since.
A lot of these problems did not begin with the election of Stephen Reed, but they certainly have gotten worse.
Absolutely.
And so, look at the leadership. They bring in a new chief from New Orleans, a guy who comes with baggage galore, but he's a cousin to the mayor's wife or something, and... now he's on administrative leave, so who's running the show down there? I'd like to know.
I don't know, but there is no concern for the citizens or for safety in Montgomery. I witnessed it firsthand, and it's unacceptable.
Does anybody know, is there a recall process to remove a mayor? Maybe we can get something going.
No idea. Anyway, that's all I wanted to share with you today.
No, Ken, that was great. Thank you. What a story. 10 minutes for a dead body. Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg, I did some research on that. There is none for Montgomery on a recall.
So we're stuck.
Yep. Well, he's a Democrat. Go figure. Greg, you know, I'm surprised C.C. Calhoun said that, had the audacity to say that. He almost started a freaking riot in that damn place. That would have happened if he would have cut her off in a mic.
I think he may have realized that, or somebody. I didn't see anybody whisper in his rear, but I didn't hear any more of that censorship from him.
And let me ask you another question, Greg. Greg, you have a daughter, okay?
Yes.
Greg, I would hate to have you up there trying to talk 3 minutes and somebody try to cut you off if Janelle had gotten shot.
try and stop me. Go ahead. Make my day. Make me into a martyr.
What if the mayor's children, what if it's the mayor's wife or his children?
You know what, Soldier Boy, sometimes I think, and I do not wish for this in any way, shape, or form.
No. Nope.
But, and it's not just an issue here, it's a nationwide problem.
Everywhere.
That's what it's going to take until
exactly
somebody of import loses a family member to an illegal alien.
Yep.
Nothing's going to get done. This
it's
is all part of a process, and we're a participant. When Pete Buttplug is here, the expert on nothing, and the best they can do to solve our problems is EV chargers and smart bus benches. See, I saw the two of them together in a picture. I said, well, there's nothing and nothing equals nothing. Maybe we'll
Greg,
roll call
it's not
going to
get resolved. It's not going to get ever resolved
no,
or
it's
not. Addressed
no,
until
it's not.
It happens, till the... It happens in their own household.
Well, again, I want to reiterate, I'm not wishing for that, but I'd hate to see that being the reason why finally something gets done.
Hey, I want to ask the mayor to say her name next time at the city council. Say her name.
You mean like Joe Biden did? And thanks, Soldier Boy, for the call. Who does Joe Biden apologize to? He apologizes for calling the guy that killed the woman in Georgia an illegal alien. Asshole! That's why we have problems. And that's a top-down mentality, and we've got it here. When the priority is to apologize to a criminal. I hope we didn't hurt your feelings. What else do you need to know? Yeah, and I think Ken made a valid point about CeCe Calhoun. Just, man, not even taking into consideration the rule of procedure supersedes a life-altering situation that's affecting a good number of people forever. That's how much we care. Just keep it to 3 minutes. It's like he wasn't even listening. Thought you were better than that. And again, his number is 334-399-3360 if you feel inclined to comment. 413, and we always welcome Eric the Dog.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, no, Greg, you can't, we're approaching this all wrong. If we'd had a few more Black Lives Matter signs, you know, around City Hall, and maybe we even move one out to the mall now, you know, all this gets better. All this goes away. You know, they raise our property taxes for the kids, but can't find any police in there. And I wish to see... That couldn't have been me. First off, they'd have probably put me out there in handcuffs because apparently vulgar language would be wildly inappropriate, but I couldn't say anything else to it.
Well, you know what? Maybe we all need to go down there and get arrested. They'll arrest us.
I'm down for it.
They'll arrest us.
Oh, no problem.
They won't do anything about people that show up at gas stations with automatic weapons and shoot up a joint after the police pay a little visit.
No.
It's like, go ahead, boy, shoot, just keep it down. Unreal.
Yeah. Don't hit anything important. You know, it'd be all right. Just, you know, it's all good here. We don't have the manpower to do it. And I feel bad for the cops because you're showing up in a losing situation.
Right, but as the woman described, at least that one officer, and I don't ever want to say anything negative about police. They need to know we have their backs. Problem is, their leadership doesn't have their back. And that's true in cities all over the country. Look at New York. The cops there are livid. Having to let people go. They go to the effort to track down these murderers and violent criminals. And Alvin Bragg gives them a little pat in the bit and a kiss for luck and they're on their way. What kind of crap is that?
Ugh. It's backwards. And it's just wildly... It's incoherent to me how it's even possible this goes on. Stephen Reed... bless his heart, he should be asking himself, what if I had used enough I had hired some more police? What if I treated the entire city as one and not, I'm a mayor for everybody and not just a particular.
Yeah, no, he could care less. No, he could care less.
No, clearly, he's demonstrating it right now.
Yeah.
And then the city council guy's going to get up there and tell me to hush. I've been like you. I've been like, all right, I'm staying right here. Anytime you get ready, come on down. We'll talk about it. You know, and we ain't going to talk about it. That's just, it infuriates. It's mad. You know, you got to go around this place everywhere, you know, carrying your pistol. And even this lady, even if she was armed, it wouldn't have done her no good. He was just firing at random, and we can't find him. It is crazy.
Yeah, Rich Thomas talked about the illegals that were squatting in the house across the street, coming out firing into the air. Multiple witnesses and the police. The motto of our police department is rapidly becoming, there's nothing we can do. Now, the question to that is you can't do anything. Why? Too busy with more important cases, or that's what you're told by somebody who you're accountable to? That's the question I want an answer to.
Correct. And then, you know, what are we doing with this police chief down there, and who's in charge, and where is he at? And why aren't we asking what he could do, and what's being done? There's just, oh my man, this is busy. You want people to get enough for and start doing things you don't want them to do? It's going to be out of your control. This how it starts. This what you do, right? So keep up, man. Good job. Doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. If we have to light the torches and visit the Burgermeister because we're pissed off because they won't do anything about Frankenstein, and that's what we have, a monster in our midst. And largely, almost entirely, the creation of leftist policies. It's not like, you know, we pay the taxes. We feel like second-class citizens, like the government doesn't care, the police don't care. Yet, if we defend ourselves, boy, do we get a good going over. It's like having the Roto-Rooter man up your ass. I'm going to need many breaks today. But you know what? This whole nothing from nothing attitude, I may roll call just for a change of pace. By the way, this morning on the morning show, Jay, Rich, and I were talking about, I mean, at this time last year, we were pretty aware of some of the big movies that were coming out during the summer, and there doesn't seem to be much anticipation for this coming summer. Well, our movie maven, Miss Murray, heard that, and she's got a sweet 16 of summer films, and one of which, in fact, we may even make an event out of it. And we're going to talk about those with her around 5:35 this afternoon. I put a call out to Jay Quillen, but she is in court doing what they do at Delk and Tomlinson. And I'll tell you what. If you find yourself in a situation where you require an attorney who can represent you in court or a judge's chambers or a mediation hearing, you've heard Jacqueline on the show. Jacqueline has got an incredible personality. So does Dana Delk. They both do. But when you're talking about the law, when you're talking about looking out for a client's well-being, you ain't going to do better. You're just not. They are outstanding in the field of family law, and I've known them for years now, both personally and professionally. And what I love the most is it's almost like they flip a switch. When they need to be there for somebody, I've seen Jacqueline take calls from clients on Saturdays and Sundays in the middle of events. She's always there. When you retain counsel for a divorce or some other family law related matter, you want to know that it's not just billable hours. It's passion of advocacy. And it's genuine with them. You know what? Because what you really need, and I'm just giving free advice here, take it from somebody who's done it wrong, okay? You need to know, for you to be able to focus on your life moving forward, you need to know that you have turned it over to the people that can take care of business on your behalf. It's critical. You can't have doubts about that. So if you have a consultation with Delk and Tomlinson, I promise you will walk away from that knowing that you have found two incredible people to take care of business on your behalf. So you can focus on yourself moving forward. 819-4810 is the phone number for a consultation if you're in need, or if you know somebody who is in need now or may be. Same thing. Go ahead, give them the number, 819-4810, or refer them to this web address, thealabamafamilylawyers.com, for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, off to the traffic dungeon at 420 Winter's forecast is just ahead.
Well, we have an accident, 85 northbound. This is right at Taylor Road. 18-wheeler and a car, they are off on the right, and this is past the ramp. Ramp is open. Please use caution there. Everywhere else, very busy all over the city right now. The boulevards, I-65 and 85. A lot of traffic on 231 to Wetumpka and Troy Highway. They're building this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loader at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, this machine is built to impress. Thompson Tractor, join them for their Montgomery demo event coming up May 9th. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
AC by Luke Wire is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylukewire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Luke Wire.
Sounds like a job for AC.
84417.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If you'd like a chance to win a 2024 Land Rover Defender, you'll want to visit Wind Creek Wetumpka. Play and earn entries every day. Then be there Saturday, April 27th, starting at 5 p.m. to see if you drive off in the Land Rover. Or win thousands in cash and free play. Do what you want. Bring home a new Land Rover Defender. Visit Wind Creek Wetumpka to find out how and to find your winning moment. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms because we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available. So come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a dry forecast for now, but changes on the way as we get closer to the weekend. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mild, overnight low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix for Thursday. Then the risk of widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms, much cooler on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
Radio and the Porpoise.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Bite me.
You gotta have something.
You're so naughty.
If you wanna be with me.
I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
You're my brother. I put myself up for adoption.
I'm beginning to sober up, and you're scaring me.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
Media.
I'm not trying to be your hero. Wait. Because that's zero.
Oh, my God.
It's too cold for me.
I'm grumpy, damn it.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Yay, fun.
Because that mind is too low to see.
Tell me how fast you are, Joseph.
Is that not fun?
Did you get a little tappity tap?
And I'm not
supposed to
believe you mean. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Trying to urinate.
Tight.
Yep.
And honestly, it was inspired by our city and that meeting last night, where you can say this, that some people got a chance to go out and vent, but it was well attended, it was loud and raucous. And you know what? If it doesn't produce anything, we'll go to the next one and we'll get really loud and really raucous.
The people promised to. There's one guy, I think his name was Kevin McCormick. He said, we're going to show up in 2 weeks. And he gave him a list of things that he wanted to see done. And he said, we're coming the 2 weeks after that.
Kevin McCormick, if you're listening, please get in touch with us so we can help. Because we're not going to let him skate on this. They're so used to it. Here's the thing. The people that listen to this radio station have lives. But when circumstances demand it, they'll take time away from those lives to get engaged in something that they consider to be really important. Yesterday was something really important. So you're damn right. I would love to talk to him. If anybody knows this gentleman, please put him in touch with us. Maybe I can get off that afternoon and put my name on the docket. I would love that. I would love that. See, who wants to write my speech for me? Anybody got a suggestion? How do I address city council?
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
That's a good start. I don't know what the problem is there, but obviously, how can you listen to what's been said and think that they really care? because I am not getting that vibe. Should we dare listen to some more?
Yeah, he might be the next speaker.
At least we know that the one thing this city is capable of enforcing, and pardon me, that's a half a slice of bread with peanut butter and jelly crawling down my throat because I can never quite make it to Baumhauer's, but we will be there after the show. The next person to speak at the city council meeting yesterday. Listen to that crowd. That's a sporting event type of passion. Right.
Thank you, Ms. Owen. And you may be seated. Thank you, Ms. Owen. And from the council standpoint and on behalf of the city, we sympathize with what you're saying. Your speech was passionate. We sympathize. But as the council president, we're allowed you to talk, but we have to keep the rules for everybody. The rules are for everybody. So we appreciate you and we sympathize. There was nothing negative towards you. I'm just trying to keep this meeting going. Thank you.
Sounds like you got counsel.
It's called you're going to be leaving. That's respect. All right, Miss Aaliyah Dix.
Good afternoon. My name is Ashley Dix, and I am the sister-in-law to Amy. I'm not going to speak on the situation that happened because Frieda very eloquently did that. I have kind of a different agenda. I am a nurse who has served in my community for 25 years. In the nursing world, we use an acronym called SBAR. It stands for Situation, Background, Assessment, and Recommendations. Today, I'm going to use this acronym to address this council. The situation is this. Number one, there is not enough police presence for the deterrence of crime.
Yes.
Number two, the public is not adequately informed of safety issues. The city does not get to decide my risk versus benefit of traveling in certain areas of Montgomery and not being transparent of potential issues or concerns in regard to public safety. Officers need some type of sensitivity training for victims. It is easy to become jaded. I see it all the time in the hospital. But as a person is bleeding out, they should not be accosted by the police, nor should her husband have been denied transportation due to protocol. Every day, cops put unwilling passengers in their vehicles, so surely it's not against protocol to give a willing man a ride.
Point I made about that, that's the husband of the woman that was shot. Do you want somebody behind the wheel of a car when they're processing that level of emotion? He did the right thing. He asked for a lift, and as she pointed out, they give unwilling passengers a ride all the time if they're being arrested. The forking lack of common sense is astounding. Ask him we will receive. This is Keith McCormick.
Yes.
Keith, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. What are you doing? How are you?
Well, we're pissed. That's how we're doing. And
equally, yes.
Yeah, and I think it's really time to not just be a one-and-done kind of thing. I'm going to follow the example of our former president, Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, get in their face! Get in their face! Maxine Waters, get in their face! Let's get in their face!
Amen, brother. Amen. And that was my message last night, because what we have is a few of the council members, and definitely our mayor, are political figures. We do not need political figures. We need bullies who are going to come in and take these thugs off the street.
Right.
And be there, be present, and show them this is my city, not your city.
Right. That really, that may sound like a no, but you're absolutely spot on correct about that. as I said before, I don't think these people do these things unless they really believe they're going to get away with it. Who the hell wants to go to jail?
Yeah, the gun laws thing. You know, do you think the gun laws are going to keep the criminals from getting more guns?
No.
No, they're going to go after them if they want to anyway.
Sure, of course they are. And there's thousands of them out there. They know where to get them.
Yeah, so what we really need is to look Mayor Reed in the face like I did last night and hold him accountable. If you're not going to do the job, step aside.
Yeah.
Let somebody else do the job, because what you're doing is you're reading PowerPoint presentations, you're going to meetings, you're planning, but where are you doing the job? You're not.
You're absolutely spot on. And I was so glad to hear that. This cannot be a one and done, man. We have got to keep coming back. And yep. I am so impressed with your dedication to this, man. I was put the word out for hopefully you'd be able to call in. And to get in touch with us so quickly, I really appreciate that, Keith.
Yeah, Jonathan Oswald, he graduated with me from high school. He's an avid listener, and he reached out to me, and I was like, give me a number.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm thankful for what you guys do, too, man. Thank you for everything you guys do.
Stay in touch with us now, and so we go into this next meeting, you know, fully loaded, so to speak. Watch, I'll get arrested for saying that. Thank you, Keith. And God bless you, man.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you.
Keep fighting that good fight, brother.
We will.
I was going to see if he could rehearse what he told the city council.
Well, he did address the mayor directly. If you're not going to do your job, step aside.
Yeah.
I mean, what I would like to see at the next one is a line out the door. So many that they can't get everybody in. You know, it may add a little inconvenience to our life. But we need to be able to pay that price. Because we need to make a point. We really do. You know, Stephen Reed was gifted an opportunity to do something special. Beyond being a historic mayor in a southern town. And what I've seen, look, people will tell you all kinds of crap. I learned this in rehab, and it is one of the most fundamental lessons you will ever learn in this world. People will tell you whatever they think you want to hear. But the behavior is the truth. So these politicians, Mayor Reed and the rest of the council, they can say all they want. What's their behavior telling us? I heard a man lacking such utter compassion, I'm talking about Mr. Calhoun, that it was more important for him to make sure the clock was ticking on a woman who's been through a terrible family tragedy. Something that's going to affect her and her family for the rest of their lives. In addition to having to live with the words of a flippant cop who said, she won't give us her name. She's got a bullet inside of her. It's a mess, but it can be fixed. All right. 4:39 already. My goodness. An hour from now, during our time with our movie maven, Miss Murray, we're going to be talking about some of the summer films you have to look forward to. Because I haven't heard much this season, but Miss Murray has a Sweet 16 list that we're going to talk about. We'll have Wall Street Business News a little bit later on in the hour. And right now, I'm going to go to my email. Oh, and don't forget, Baumhauer's tonight after the show. Come and join us. I mean, that's a good place just to sit and chat with us and talk about some of this stuff and get more people engaged, too. But I got a letter from the Ingram family of stores today. They've got some great stuff going on over there. I always tell you about Jack Ingram Select Used Cars, and now John Ingram has taken the pre-owned market and stood it on its head by adding additional reassurances and guarantees to customers, starting with the Select Warranty Program on the vehicles they sell. So you're covered. That you have roadside assistance, the Carfax Vehicle History Report, extended maintenance warranties and so forth, so that when you're looking at cars at Jack Ingham Select, you're looking, all you really have to worry about is the vehicle. Is this the right, does it fit our budget? Is this the right size for the family, for the business, for a new driver? And the other day, I keep telling you, it's rare to find cars available. Cars that have been thoroughly vetted. The Ingrams have always been the best in the business at doing that. This great family dealership. Always the best. But to be able to look at a car and you know that not only are you going to get those reliable driving miles, but they back it up. They don't put those, you know, rental car reimbursement. They don't offer those things on vehicles unless they're really sure about what they've got on the showroom floor. The other day, they had five vehicles available under $10,000 and a great array of vehicles, too, but they sold them. So when I give you a heads up on cars that fall into that category, now there's one. It's a Jetta. It's 2013. Meets all those criterion. The 84-point engine checkup, the Carfax vehicle history report, the body shop reconditioning. It's waiting for a driver. And at this time of the year, somebody going off to college or who has a license and needs a car for work, it's available well under 10 at Jack Ingham Select. You can browse at jackingramselect.com or stop by and see the entire Ingram family of great brands, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, Nissan, Porsche, and Mercedes-Benz on the Boulevard. The entire Ingram family of stores under the big umbrella called jackingram.com. Back to traffic. 1819 News coming up.
Well, we believe most of our earlier accidents have cleared at this point, but please buckle up and drive carefully. Very busy all over the area and building right now. We've got a lot of cars on I-65 and 85. Boulevard is beginning to increase in traffic as well as our outbound arteries. So buckle up. Be safe out there this afternoon. We'll keep you updated if anything happens to slow you down. Larry Live Oak, make sure that you've got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Woodland J, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
We now have two candidates in the Congressional District 2 race after a runoff election held on Tuesday has selected the candidates for each party. Caroline Dobson is now the Republican candidate to run in this congressional race. She beat out Dick Brubaker in yesterday's runoff election. Shamari Figures won over Anthony Daniels to become the Democrat candidate in this race. Figures is the son of State Senator Vivian Figures. He's been living in Washington, D.C., working within the Biden administration and returned to Alabama to run in this race. Dobson is a Harvard University graduate who is now a real estate attorney. She grew up in Montgomery on her family's farm. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
An Amber Alert is now canceled regarding two siblings who went missing from Montgomery. 13-year-old Jana Zaya Gunn and her 5-year-old brother Caden Perryman have been located in the city of Selma and are unharmed. The two were reported missing on Tuesday afternoon. A Boaz man is confirmed to have died on Tuesday in Walker County. 40-year-old Stephen Zolick Jr. was driving a tractor trailer that left the road, overturned, and caught fire. Zolick was found dead at the scene. The crash occurred on Interstate 22 and caused that road to be shut down from other vehicles due to the fiery flames and smoke. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured in a car wreck? Don't let the insurance companies bully you. Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a dry forecast for now, but changes on the way as we get closer to the weekend. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mild, overnight low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix for Thursday. Then the risk of widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms, much cooler on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Like a Joe Biden. Vatican. like a Joe Biden. Walk like a Joe Biden.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Gonna go back to a little more audio from the city council meeting. That's been our pretty much our topic for the afternoon. But I'm very proud of the citizen engagement and the turnout last night and the passion that was there. God, that has to annoy politicians when the citizens show up and actually care. And I'm thinking, you know, what if I got on the docket for that next meeting 2 weeks from yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. What would I say? Because there's so much gold there to work with. But it might start with a reference to something our mayor said back in 2021 about getting the trash out of the White House. That's worked out so well for us, hasn't it? This wonderful, wholesome, patriotic, we care about the citizen, the taxpayer administration that we're enjoying now. With all our freaking wars and taxes, spending like drunken sailors. They always have, but right now they're just on overdrive. And what do we have to show for all this? Oh, it's Bo and Dinah. Well, let's talk to them first. We have Bo and Dinah on the line.
Are we on?
You're on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know you hate speakerphone, but I'm driving. We're on the way to Baumhauer's. I just wanted to say that for the first time in a long time, I haven't felt this much hope about Montgomery. And if you want to go to that meeting next time, I would like to go as well. I didn't know that was happening last night. I don't know how I didn't know.
We put the word out that we need to show up. Again, this may sound like a goofy comparison, but when the villagers were alarmed by the Frankenstein monster, they got together and they lit their torches and they went to see the Burgermeister, and the Burgermeister responded. We have Frankenstein running loose in Montgomery, and it's called crime. And the rest of us, they're the ones, the people that commit the crime should be the ones walking around in fear of being caught. They're not. We're the ones that are running around feeling afraid all the time that we're going to be the next person to have a bullet cut through our head when two little punk-ass groups get into a cap shoot. Enough.
Exactly.
Enough.
Amen. You know, stuff I text you all the time. You know how angry I
know what you deal with over by your house. My God, and that's got to be heartbreaking watching that area just swirl.
Well, it's just that little pocket, you know? It's just one tiny little pocket that's in our area that causes so much trouble.
Right.
It's very tiring when you call the police day after day after day where stuff is going and nothing happens, and you finally just quit calling because nothing happened.
Right. And that's kind of what they hope for. You know, maybe they'll just go away. I don't get it.
We ain't going away.
No.
We're looking forward
to ask
you tonight.
Why we have a temporary sign that's 4 years old paying tribute to a terrorist group and a ripoff group, BLM, why that's still there, and why our town just loves to guilt trip visitors with our horrid history involving slavery and racism.
I know it.
Something else has happened here that's been good.
That's kind of stuck in my craw, too. I've wondered. You know, it's history. We need to know about it, but...
Well, yeah, of course. If you forget history, it's bound to repeat itself. No question about that. But there's other things.
Right.
I'll tell you what. I get a better idea of the history of Montgomery, a balanced idea of the history of Montgomery, going on one of Shining Fontaine's haunted hearse tours than I do from just walking around the city.
Oh, yeah. The haunted hearse tour is awesome.
Yes. I in fact, we were talking about it the other day. I want to find out if Shannon is still doing those. But Bo and Dinah, we'll see you over at the Baumhauer's after the show.
Looking forward to it.
All righty. Thank you, my friend. Take care. All right, it is 4:55. We'll talk to Brant next hour, and we'll also get a Sweet 16 preview of summer movies to look forward to when Miss Murray, our movie maven, joins us at about 5:35. Right now, Chris is on the line.
Hey, Chris. I'm not advocating this in any way, but I'm just saying the way I know the way people are feeling on this. There's a remake a couple of years back with Bruce Willis of the Death Wish movie.
I'm not familiar with them, but go ahead.
It'd be good to watch because the victim, Bruce Willis, is a victim in this movie, and he's feeling just like we are, that the law is not being enforced.
Right, and what happens when the law is not enforced and law-abiding, tax-paying citizens are hurt in the process? That breeds vigilantism. That's what they're asking. Maybe that's what they want. Who knows? I think the Democrats and the left in there, and thanks for the call, they're never any concern to have absolute power. Their goal is to push us into that kind of situation so they can declare martial law. I would not recommend that, especially in the South. I would not recommend that. Crazy. All right. A nice little story here from Harlem. Guess who they love in Harlem?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Little kids in Harlem telling Donald Trump they love him as he visits their neighborhood. I'll try and play that clip after the top of the hour, but we're getting close now. Had an interesting moment yesterday when Pam from AMS Studios was here. And I had mentioned how I bought a new AC system through Clark's. They installed it and they service it. And I've watched my budget billing with Alabama Power and Light drop from $395 to $212. And I had my email screen up so she could see it. And she said, you got to look a little further down there. Because your next billing cycle, it goes from $212 to $190. It's dropping again. How great is that?
Yeah.
This system is paying for itself. That's the difference it can make. And by the way, it's beyond the fact that it's new and it's maintained by the best in the business with Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. It compared to the old unit we had, when we set the thermostat higher, lower, whatever command we give it, it's immediate. You can feel the air move immediately in whatever direction you've asked it to blow, warm or cold or whatever. And that's nice. Nice digital thermostat. No more looking at a little piece of plastic trying to set the thermostat. It's all done digitally, which is great. And it's easy to figure out, too, because I can be a little dense on those things at times. Now, if you have a system and it's relatively new, I urge you to connect with Clark's. Get a membership. In fact, my friend Paul has two units at one of his place, and he has two Clark's Club memberships to cover both of them. So they both got tuned up, and they're ready for the summer weather ahead. Clark's will come back in October before we get to the real seasonal colder weather, and make sure you're good to go the first time you turn your furnace on, that it's clean and you're not smelling burnt lint throughout the house. And their plumbers, they defy description. They're just so good at what they had them out last week. There was something going on. There was just a relentless drip.